Sharon, some women are mad at me because I said that women keep focusing on tall, dark, and handsome with a big penis and six figures, and they're passing up the good guy, the nice guy that wants to take you out. Why should we have to settle, Kendra? We should have somebody on our level.
Hey, guys. Thanks for tuning in. I appreciate you. To all of my diehard subscribers on my channel, I see you interacting with my videos, and I appreciate that. Guys, make sure to like the video, leave a comment, and watch the video all the way to the end. Those three things are the things that actually help YouTube channels grow. I would highly appreciate that. I'll see you guys in the next video. Peace.
Hello, are you ready?
Getting ready.
Okay. What's your name?
Chloe.
Chloe, where are you calling me from, Chloe?
In Texas.
Texas, what part? Don't have your hair cut off, love. I like that you're situated. Just bring it up more, the opposite way. No, you were situated, so I like that. Like, I like the phone being set up, so that's good. Just move back a little bit. Okay. If you can.
All right, I'm trying to, like, curl my hair.
Okay, Chloe, how old are you, Chloe?
29.
No, how old are you, Chloe?
29.
You sure?
Yeah. How do I look?
Like today, if you had a birthday, what would be your next age?
30 in April.
Like every time you've been here and the sun went around, it was only 29 times. Okay. 29. What's the city again or state?
Dallas, Texas.
Dallas. Okay. You have any kids?
No.
Nope.
I have four.
Say again?
I have four animals.
Okay. No kids.
Girl. I want me a fine American, okay? He has to be an American, please. Any shades of dark, any shades of black, from light to dark. Just want him to be fine, looking good, hardworking, because I'm a hardworking woman. And I'm not looking for anybody, like, taking care of me, but I won't say no if you want to, you know, cash up or anything like that. I'm not going to say no.
Does he have to make a certain amount of money?
Okay, it's time to be real. Yes, he has. Mm-hmm. Yes.
What's the minimum? Wait 7 seconds.
Minimum 200? That's okay. $200, that's fine.
I'm laughing because you're saying 200, like, I mean, I guess. So what did your ex-husband do? I'm assuming your ex-husband made a lot of money.
Anyway, my ex was making money, I assumed. He was taking good care of me until I moved my ass to the United States for love. And then there was not much money.
That says you want a man that makes 200K, 150, tall, 6 feet, and fine, and you have three children. What would you say to the person that doesn't think that that's possible?
Bring to the table, period.
You bring to the table.
I'm a very family-oriented person. I am a queen, and I expect myself to be treated as a queen, but I also... no, I'm going to treat my man as a king because that's the way I do. That's the way I roll with my man. I take good care of him.
Right. But this man, but you take good care of him, but this man also has to be open to taking care of three kids that are not his.
Kids too, but I said older.
willing to take care of your three young kids.
Yeah, and yeah,
you. So that's four people.
Yeah.
And you don't feel like that's odd for to ask
No, because if you just want a date, no. But I don't want that. You know, my kids are not going to see these people. But if it's for serious purpose, yeah, we're blending. I'm taking care of his kids and he's taking care of mine too.
Do you want more kids?
I'd like maybe one last one.
One last one. So this man has to be able to afford to take care of you, your three children, his kids. Hello? Okay, so we have to be able to afford to take care of you, your three children, himself, if he already has kids, and then potentially another child off a 200K salary.
Yeah.
You can't make this shit up.
Hello, Kendra.
Hi, what's your name?
I'm Taylor.
Taylor, where are you calling us from?
I'm in Texas.
Texas. How old are you, Taylor?
29.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a front desk agent at a hotel.
Front desk agent at a hotel. You have any kids?
Yes, I have two beautiful boys, 1 and 3, by one man.
Why are you not together?
It's complicated, honestly.
We took off your Bluetooth?
Yes, I did. Can you hear me?
Okay. So you have a 1-year-old and a 3-year-old by the same guy, and you're not together?
No.
You don't know why?
It's complicated. We just don't mesh at all. Like, I'm a very affectionate person, and he just did not show any affection at all.
What kind of man are you looking for?
I'm looking for a man that's honest, a loving man, a man that's able to express himself, that's not afraid to love a woman, show a woman that he cares about her, like, go on dates, hug me, kiss me in public. Stuff like that. Like, I just want a man that's romantic because I'm a very emotional woman and I'm a very loving woman. So if you're not honest and you're not, you know, ready to actually love and go through the ups and downs and be there mentally and emotionally, then yeah, I don't want you.
When was your last relationship?
Okay, Kendra, don't get mad, okay? So, me and my kid's father is complicated. We still live together, but we're not together. So, that's the big, yeah.
I gotta start calling my ladies out. Let me tell you why. And I say this with love. I say this with love to my sisters. And I hope you receive this with love. But I get a lot of women who say things that there's piss in the dating pool, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, we're going to move forward. I already know that some men would probably have a challenge with you having two young kids, a 1-year-old and a 3-year-old, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to move forward. Now you're telling us that you live with your baby daddy and you think a quality man is going to want to date you in this position in your life.
I don't see why not. I mean, we're not together. Like,
a quality man is not choosing a woman that has a 1-year-old and a 3-year-old that still lives with her baby daddy. That's not what a quality man is going to choose. Now, a man who might just want to have sex with you, who don't really have no future plans with you, he probably take you out because he don't want nothing. A man who in a relationship already and knows that he can mess with you on the low because you already live with your baby daddy, so it's an equal opportunity situation. But this is not what a man who was trying to set up a life with a woman would choose. And I feel like, as much as I love my ladies, there gotta be some housekeeping, right? Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong with you at least get your own place before that's you start looking for a new man.
That's what I'm working on, Kendra. I'm working on
Well, work on that and then work
then
on digging.
Then call you back. Cause I'm gonna come back on your show.
You're here now. I just want to keep it real with you. Like,
of course, I respect it. I love you, Kendra. I respect it.
Well, when's the last time you was intimate with someone? You don't have to answer.
Probably about 3 weeks ago.
With your child's father?
Mm-hmm.
You honestly didn't think anything was wrong with this?
No, not really, because I know where my heart is at, and I know, like, it's over. Like, I gave him 3 years, and we're still at the same place that we've been.
Girl, how is it over? You slept with him 3 weeks ago when you lived with him. Y'all got two kids together, a one and a three-year-old. Now, how is it? What part of that equals
Kendra,
over?
Just because you're intimate with somebody doesn't mean that you're meant to be or there's compatibility there. Like, we live together, of course. You know, you might have your
sleep. Yeah, but you have to realize y'all not just intimate, which is one part. Okay, that is a part. But let's just say, okay, one thing is y'all slept together 3 weeks ago. That's one thing. Another thing is y'all have two young kids. You have a one-year-old and a three-year-old. That's a whole nother equation. Then y'all live together. That's equation number three.
Mm-hmm.
What are three flaws you have to work on?
I would say communication. Communication. Three flaws. I don't know, Kendra.
What? What? You can't name three flaws?
I'm sorry, Kendra. I'm sorry. Look.
Let me help you out. You live with your baby daddy still. You slept with your baby daddy 3 weeks ago. Y'all got a one and a three-year-old together. You ain't giving us. You want me to keep going? Ooh, child, some women are mad at me because I said that women keep focusing on tall, dark, and handsome with a big penis and six figures. And they're passing up the good guy, the nice guy that wants to take you out. Why should we have to settle, Kendra? We should have somebody on our level. Well, let me share with you guys some data. Information that I can confirm from hosting a dating show for the last 3 years. Okay. So every night I might get 100 single women who are looking for a relationship. Most of these women want committed relationships. Out of those 100 women, I may get 10 men. So let's just start right there. If I have 100 single women and 10 men, automatically every woman is not going to get a man. Just from that right there. Okay. There's not enough. Now, out of the 100 women, let's say out of those 10 men, there's only really 2 men that the 100 women really want to date. Okay, so now we have 100 women with 2 men. Right there, every woman is not going to get a man. Now, this man is living in heaven. It's 2 men and 100 women want to date him. What is he going to do? He's going to pick and choose because he can. He has the options to do so. Now let's move on to the number one demographic on my show, which happens to be single moms. Single moms that are now looking for a different type of guy than their child's father. Because a lot of women, they usually focus on the outward characteristics. He was tall. He was attractive. He had swag. He had money. I had a baby by him. Now they're realizing the outward characteristics do not matter. It's the inward characteristics that matter most when it comes to a relationship. So now the single moms are more focusing on the inner characteristics. And they're looking for this guy, the good guy, the nice guy, who may not have all the outwardly attributes. But now they realize that's what's most important because they have children and they want someone that's going to be in the home and help them raise their kids by the guy that had the big penis and that was tall and that doesn't want to be in a relationship, who would never want to be in a relationship if they were to be honest. Let's move on to the other category of women that are on my show. The women like myself. I like to call us the boss chicks. We got our own money. We can pay for every single thing ourselves. So we just want a man that's our equal or higher. Right? That is the goal. Well, here is the difference. The man that is our equal or higher has a lot of options, right? And he just wants something that's going to fit within his life. Can you fit within my life? Because I don't mind paying all the bills because I got the money to pay all the bills, period. This man just wants a woman that's going to fit within his life. Are you available? Do you bring him peace of mind? Do you want to cook for him? Can you bear his children? Whatever's important to him, that's what he's going to be seeking. And the unfortunate reality, ladies, is he has a lot more options to choose from because there's a lot of women that want to be married and settle down and be in a relationship. Now, let's talk about where your power does lie, women. You have a vagina. So you are powerful, but you are misusing your vagina. You give it away all the time. You say you want to be your wife, but you give it out freely. That's what makes it special. Why should Ray Ray jump to the equation and become Prince Charming when you let Pookie have the vagina for chicken? Okay? You are mismanaging your power, which is your vagina. And your vagina should only go to the man that wants the things that you desire. If you want a relationship, I don't care if he's tall, dark, handsome, and has 6 figures. He should not get any of your time because he's not an option. He's not an option for what you desire. Now, I hear you ladies, because you'll say, well, Kendra, yeah, there's a lot of vagina out there, but there's not a lot of me. I'm different. And you know what, girlfriend? I agree with that. I do agree that every woman is not equal, and some women, just like men, weigh differently. But guess what? You're not acting different, okay? You're not acting different. You're acting like every woman. So when you come and tell the guy what you're about, I only have sex when I'm in relationships. And then after a month, he didn't give you a relationship, and you still have sex with him, your words are now null and void. He now knows, okay, I heard what she said, but her actions did not align with her words. And you think, well, Kendra, I made him wait a month. Girl, you made him wait a month for you. During that month, why are you making him wait? He was just getting his shit off with some other girl, okay? You're not running the game. If you do not stand by your words, then you become like every other woman. So yes, ladies, this is what I have learned from hosting the dating show for the last 3 years. So I know it's all about Kendra telling me to settle. I'm not telling you to settle. I'm telling you to focus on the man that deserves you. And that should be based on character more than characteristics, outwardly characteristics. And time and age will teach you that. Let's break down settling for a second, because I hear that more than anything. Kendra, why should I have to settle? I should get the man that I deserve. I actually agree with you, girlfriend. You should get the man that you deserve, but I think you're focusing on the wrong characteristics when it comes to settling. I think a lot of y'all really haven't dated the man you described. I've dated this man. I dated the tall, dark, very wealthy man. And in those moments, I was settling. I was settling for him dating other women with me knowing about it. I was settling with him mistreating me and accepting it. I was settling that he would not agree to a committed relationship, and that's what I really wanted. I was actually settling then. I don't think it's settling when you're with a guy who's going to treat you nice, who's going to be there and wants to build a life and a home with you, who's going to be there to help you raise the kids that you bear by him. But he might not be tall, and he might not be rich. Or he could be, right? But that doesn't matter, because it's the characteristics inside. Change up what you are settling for, okay? Change up what you think settling means and focus on what you really deserve and what you really should be focusing on.
May the force be with you.